Blog Talk Radio.
man, that song is long as hell. Hey, I want to introduce my other half, my better half, the partner in crime, that girl, she who's the lady. Hey, Sophia, what's up, baby?
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yeah, I'm good. Not too bad, Greg. Not too bad. Bit of an emotional roller coaster today. It's been up and down, but hey,
good. You and me both. You know, I text you. I'm like, you know what, Sophia, I'm having a moment. I'm like, guys, you know what? First, we want to say this. Our book is out. Yes, indeedy. It's in transit.
Yeah.
And we're on Barnes & Noble. We're on every big, large distribution outlet there is. But here's the catch. If you order it from us, GrexPublishing.com, you'll get an autographed copy, me, Sophia, and Emma, mailed to you directly. Mm. So go get it. Go to emmasfabulousadventures.com and order the book from us, and we'll send you, I don't care where you are in the damn world, we'll send it to you, an autograph. And you know what?
Yeah.
Because we love you. We love you all. You don't have to pay tax, and you don't have to pay for shipping this time. So
this time.
If I were you, this time.
It's fantastic, Greg, because I've been scrolling through today, and I've been looking through on Barnes & Noble, I've been looking on Amazon, and it's just the fact that we are there, and, you know, we've had some reviews and some things already on some people that have already got their copy. It's just, oh, my God, it's phenomenal. And I don't need to do this because we've got them coming anyway, but I've just got an ordered another copy of a paperback and a hardback copy myself because I just wanted to order one offline.
No, babe, I can't believe you said that because I did the same. Wait, this is crazy. I ordered it from Amazon. I ordered a hard copy and a soft copy and an ebook from Amazon. I ordered it from Barnes & Noble. I ordered it from like five places, you know? I'm like,
do you know, I can't order in the UK, and I am shocked at this. Anybody in the UK will have to order from Amazon or from us directly, which is absolutely fine. But Barnes & Noble do not deliver to the UK. Do you know that? I didn't realize that.
No, I didn't. But let me ask you, will they deliver? They deliver every place else in the world,
Anywhere in the world. I don't think every single country, but Australia. I've looked at all of these really, you know, all the places they deliver to. I mean, Barnes & Noble are the biggest, you know, bookstores.
Biggest distribution
in the world. They've got 600 bookstores. Right. And we are in the bookstores, Greg. I can't wait until I'm in America.
Wait. I know. You'll be in America. Let me stop it. Oh, so my sister's going to the Barnes & Noble in Fort Bragg, Fayetteville, North Carolina. And the book is there.
Yeah.
And they were so excited telling everybody, oh, this is my brother and his business partner, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? Yes, you idiot, sisters of mine. Why didn't you take a damn picture and send it to me? Hello?
Seriously, it's just so exciting. It is brilliant. I've got to say, it's just... Isn't it an amazing feeling, though, Greg? Genuinely.
You're brilliant.
No, you're brilliant.
You know what? You always celebrate me, but I have to celebrate you this time because, one, when we came up with the idea in April of this year, and it's done, published, and in the biggest distribution centers in the world. So to me, you know what? That's some Sophia Giorgio shit. That's some I got connections. I'm making the move kind of shit. And wait.
Yeah, but
no.
You know
and
what?
Again,
we got to give a big shout.
Wait. We got to give a big shout. Baby, hold on. We got to give a big shout. Grant Stain and Sabrina Stain.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what, Grant? I got a bromance.
Alice
Grant,
Sunshine.
My business partner. I got a bromance. And Alice Sunshine, our illustrator.
She is just the best.
No, but listen about this. Alice Sunshine is young, but she's freaking brilliant. And guess what, guys? She's not the hire. Sorry. Not yet. No, sorry. No. When you actually see the illustrations, you guys did see. Let me say this, Sophie, you can talk. This book that we produced, 5 languages, Braille, QRC code on every page, everything, and the illustrations are all that then some, and it's an educational tool. It's an educational tool, and guys, I'm gonna tell you this. I got the best team in the whole wide world. When they say teamwork makes the dream work, I'm going to say this. You fucking ain't better believe it because I got it.
No, I've got to say, honestly. I mean, Grant Stain, let me tell you a little bit about Grant Stain, everybody. Grant Stain is a superstar in my eyes. I've known Grant for quite a number of years, and he's actually – my business partner in the KNOCI, which is my business, and I brought Grant into the book, and I sort of we were having a conversation because I was looking at the illustration, and he said, Sophia, you know, I've got Alice Sunshine, who is his daughter, in all fairness. And that's the pseudo.
Right.
And that's what we have to use. And And he said, she she's a young lady at university who is studying and doing all of this, illustrations and graphic and all of these designs. And he said, why don't we try Alice? And when I saw her work, I thought, this is what we need for our book. And I tell you what, she is amazing. And at the age of 18, she's actually now published in a book. And her career is just going to go through the roof. She is phenomenal. Right. And I've just got to say a huge thank you to Grant and to it's Sabrina, but Alice Crenshaw as she goes by for everything that she's done. But I can't wait for everybody that's ordered the book to actually get their copy and actually see, what an amazing book this is. And I'm looking forward to when teachers and schools are going to be able to use, all of the teaching tools that we've actually got in the book as well. It is unique. I mean, we've really, I've thought about everything about how we work with this. And, I've had some great advice from people in the educational industry as well. And we've made sure that we're trying to make the book as accessible to children that may have dyslexia. So, for example, dyslexia, it's difficult for them to read. We've made sure that we've sort of put a tint behind every page so that it's easier. Listen, these are all things that we've tried to look at that is going to make things much more of a bigger experience. I didn't want it to be another book. Mm-hmm. I said this to you, Greg, before, didn't I? I don't want
you
this
did.
Just to be another book that's on the shelf. We want this to be something that people are going to spend some real quality time with their children, whether it be a bedtime or, studying or whatever it may be, and utilize the book and really educate their children and also have fun with the whole thing. And so I am so excited. I'm like a cat with the cream at the moment. I really am. I just can't wait for the books to come so that we can actually physically see them, touch them and, I've been working hard, as you know, already, and this is an exclusive for everybody. I've been working hard.
I was going to mention that.
On our next book, and I'm not going to say too much, but we've got something that's going to be coming out again very soon, and Sabrina's going to have to start work all over again. Bless
but
her.
Can I mention the other one? Can I mention the other one too? Can I say that? Now you guys, I usually just blurt everything out without getting advice, but now I don't because my president, she has to calm me the hell down. Okay, I have a book coming out by the end of this year. Now, I'm just going to say that I'll let the president tell you what kind of book it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's basically, Greg, listen, as you all know, Greg is a titan when it comes to business. And Greg has had a book that he's written for how many years have you had this book written, Greg, in all fairness?
This particular
one. Do you
mind
me asking that question?
This is the second one. This one I've had on the shelf a long time. Because I'm not going to say how long, but put it like this. The equation, everything in this book I've used to make multiple people millionaires. So I decided to, talk to Sophia about it and go back and forth. And she says, let's do it. Greg, do it.
Yeah.
So now what we're going to do, I'm putting a step-by-step guide to how to create wealth. How to create wealth for everybody.
And that's what we're going to share the wealth guide. And the other thing that I'm going to adapt it to, and I can't say too much because I'm working with somebody else. Well, I'm working with Liz Bates. And Liz, if you're listening, and I know you said you would be, we've got some amazing things that are coming out very, very soon, which we'll tell you about, which this book will fall in phenomenally well. Now, this is an absolute amazing book. Greg deserves this to come out, and it's going to help. And I've read through it 10 times. It is just an amazing
She's a perfectionist. She's a perfectionist, guys. So believe me, she will not – she's trained me because I'm always like, okay, I got to do this now. Okay, blah, blah, blah. She's trained me, calm. The only person – on this planet that can say, calm down to me. And I calm, and I be calm. Because I'm always, I go 110 miles an hour, and she'll be like, not yet, Greg. We'll get there. And I'm just like, I'm like a little kid. Stop it. Come on, stop. Come on, please. Let me do it. Nope. But she's handled my tantrums.
Do you know what it is, though, Greg? Because we've got so many projects. Mm-hmm. That we're working on at this moment in time. Do you know what? I sit back sometimes. Guys, can I just say to everybody, please, everybody, never, ever give up on your dreams. Never give up because I'm telling you, and when you read Greg's book in future, when it comes out and you get this as well, you really need to believe in what you can achieve because anything can change. At a flick of a light.
At any moment.
Any moment in time, things can actually change. And, paths can be opened. You know when you talk about the yellow brick road? It is very much about the yellow brick road. It's about following skipping around. Greg, we talk about skipping down New York City. Do you remember we were talking about skipping down, Fifth Avenue?
Yep. And we did.
And we did.
We did.
But wait.
We skip, walk 10 blocks or 20 blocks, get heels on. Yeah. That's rocking it. Get heels on. This woman would go anywhere without no damn heels. But she's the only person I know can rock a sweatsuit and heels and look good. And every time she walks, she's walking down the damn runway. Like, I'm here. I'm here. It's true. But you know what? Sophia is right. You're right, though. So, everybody who knows me, we all go through challenges and ups and downs and turnarounds and things like that. Like Sophia says, never, ever, ever give up.
No.
Because I'm going to tell you, I've known Sophia for a long time, right? We've been friends for a long time. And I'll never forget that one day, I won't say it, but no, this is personal. But I always wanted to work. I said, damn, how can this woman is on the freaking move, right? And I'm like, my first thing is like, damn, I don't want to ask her to help me on any project because, I don't take rejection personally. But I know Sophia, she knows many prominent people as I know, if not more. And I'm like, how am I going to do this? And it's, you know what? And I just didn't think about it, and it happened. It happened.
Yeah, it does.
And I tell you people, I tell you people, what the energy you put out there is the damn energy you get back, you know?
Yeah.
And I put something on my page, and people have been asking me about this, about X. Really, like, you know, forgiving exes. I'm like, no, hell no, I want my damn money back. That was a joke. That was a joke. I don't really give two shits. That was a joke. But and all these people say, whoa, you know, talk about revenge. Hey guys, what you know, you have to, when you go through life, life takes you up, takes you down, turn around. And it's not learn you can learn something, but I have heard so many people talk about getting revenge of somebody that did something to them. Hey, guys, listen to this.
No,
if you go
no,
to get
no,
revenge
no.
for somebody, that means you got to go back. You don't go back. We go forward. Like you posted something today, so I'm a bitch. You better hope she doesn't knock on your door. You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
I mean,
and
guys.
This is the thing, Greg, and this is what I say to everybody. You know, at the end of the day, don't ever regret anything in life. Never, never, ever regret anything because what we go through is there to teach us either a lesson or to give us new knowledge.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, everything that we've experienced, Greg, if you look at your life, and you're a few years older than me, so you've lived a little bit longer than
you
me.
You know what? Wait, hold on a second. When you said that, you said that with such freaking joy in your voice. You know, you need to.
You'll always be older than me anyway.
Then respect your damn elders, okay? You heard it, right? I'm older. You respect your elders.
When you look at our lifestyle, when we look at our lives and what we've been through and what we're doing and how we get, you know, all of these things, I look at mine and we've all gone through trials and tribulations. I don't care who you are on this earth and planet. Nobody lives a life of you know, nobody lives a life that has been, you know, perfect. Everybody goes through ups and downs, whether it be through, you know, relationships, divorces, you know, splits or whatever it may be. We've all been there. However, can I just say, I wouldn't change a thing because that is what has made me the person today that I am.
Absolutely.
Because I had to go through all of that to actually realize what I don't want to do again. And I've learned, you know, I've learned my lesson. I've learned everything that I've needed to do, but I don't regret it. I don't regret anything that I do in my life anymore. And nobody should ever regret anything that they do in life. Just take it, you know, with a pinch of salt and move on. And, you know, I think, you know, what you put out, like we've always said this, Greg. We've always said that what, like you've just said, whatever you put out is what you get because we're a big ball of energy. So if we're putting out negative vibes, all you're going to get is negative stuff back. But if you're putting out positive things, and if you believe genuinely from the heart that you're going to achieve something, it will fall into place. The universe and God will always place things.
Absolutely.
You know, whether you believe in God or whether. But what I'm trying to say is that
whatever
I think destiny.
Power.
Destiny is something that, you know, we shape. So you have to put the work in to do what you want to do, but if you do it and believe it, it's gonna happen. And that's what happened with us. I think that's what happened with us originally. I mean, we've known each other for a number of years. You'd mentioned things to me previously, but it just wasn't right, if you remember. The timing for us all at
absolutely.
That point in time
just
wasn't right.
Right.
And it is all about timing. So anybody out there that is sort of, you know, frustrated about things not happening or business isn't going the way they want it to go, believe me, if you just keep on going and keep on doing what you need to do, it's all about timing. When it's meant to hit and when it's meant to happen, it will happen. Just believe. Just believe.
I've
learned that.
And you know what? So have I. So, you know, my thing is, I, you know, like Sophie says, I'll be 62 in like a week and a half, right? And
yay!
I have to say this. I've been to hell and back and to hell and back a few times. And when I say, you know, when things don't work out, sure, we get disenfranchised. We get disenchanted. We get you know, mad, we get whatever. But you are your own, the only person that can hold you back from anything is yourself. Is yourself. And that's the bottom line. You know, like Sophie said, we just keep trudging forward. Yes, you know, because if I had to do my life over again, and I had to have therapy, you know, at one point. But if I had to do it over again, I would do it the exact same way. And I have absolutely no regrets. None. Zero. Mm. Zero regrets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know? This is, you know, when I put a post up probably a couple of months ago, and I really resonate with it because it talks about you are the CEO of your life. You are the CEO.
Right.
So you hire, you fire accordingly.
Right.
You you're the one that has to take control
right.
of your destiny. You know, the path is there for you to take. And let's refer back to the Yellow Brick Road if we're going to do that. You know,
right.
you can follow the Yellow Brick Road. You've just got to have the faith to get that you're going to get to your final destination. And I think that applies in any sort of, I'm not just talking about business, by the way. This is not just a,
business, right.
you know,
life.
Just about business. This is about life overall.
Right.
And I'm going to open it up here and I'm going to let you know, because Greg, you don't know. We haven't even had this discussion, but it's a really prominent week. This week for me is a very emotional, emotional week for me because everybody that knows me and loves me and my family and friends will know that I was a daddy's girl, okay? I was a daddy's girl. I lost my dad on the 13th of August, 2003. So on Sunday is the anniversary of his death,
which
is 20
that.
Years.
I felt that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, this
Sorry.
Week has been quite – no, listen, it's just been – you know when you have – everybody has emotional roller coasters. And it's been an emotional roller coaster for me this week. You know, every run-up, and it's not just me, it's my mom. You know, when I see my mom, bless her heart, you know, they were together for so many years, but he died so young, cancer.
Right.
He passed away with cancer. You know, and it's just the emotions that run, you know, when you get all of these emotions. He never got to meet his, you know, my children. All of these things
elevate
into... Yeah, and you know, I need him around at this moment in time. You know, when you just, and I know he's with me, but you know, when you just need to run things, I used to run everything past my dad, by the way. My dad was the sweetest man on this earth, and Greg, he would have adored you. He would have completely and utterly adored you. And he just would have thought, you know, that's why this week has been quite an emotional thing. No, do you know what? My dad was, do you know what, Greg? He was he had one of the biggest calming influences that you could ever possibly, he was just the funniest, but also the most calmest, but very philosophical man. He would guide. So I'd say, you know, you'd ask him a question. And he'd sit there, and he'd be there in silence for about a minute and a half, and then he'd sort of, and then he'd come out, and he'd have just thought about what you've asked him. And honestly, every piece of advice that used to come out of his mouth was perfect, as in, like, you'd sort of, like, resonate with you and think, oh, my God. But I think everybody that lost anybody and somebody close to them can actually understand. So, you know, I apologize to anybody this week in advance.
You don't need to apologize, babe. No, you know, you don't need to apologize to anybody. And you know what, Toph? You know, no wonder we're on the same vibe because I'm going to try not to have an emotional moment now because her father died on the 13th of August. My father died on my 15th birthday coming up. So that's why I'm at that emotional, you know, coming up. My birthdays have always been serendipitous in a sense because, you know, I'm happy that I'm still living. And he died the 10 o'clock on a Saturday on my 15th birthday. And that's something that something that you never get over because at a 15-year-old a 15-year-old kid, you know, needs his father. And the scary part was, he died, he was 34 years old. And my twin brother, Terry, died when he was 34. So you know I'm going through that whole emotional thing, you know. But you know what? We got to keep going. We got to keep going, people. We have to keep going.
Yeah, you do. And the thing is, Greg, I know that our parents, yours and I, all of, you know, they're probably looking down. And I know my dad would be so proud of what I'm achieving
absolutely.
At the moment. And
with
you, Greg, and with everything else, I know dad would be so proud. Because all he ever wanted for us is for us to do better. I mean, guys, everybody has got to understand that I come from, like, really humble beginnings. My mum and dad were immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
They came into the UK back in the 60s, you know, late 50s, early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And they've worked all of their lives. They had five children, so my siblings, you know, I have three older brothers and an older sister. I'm the baby of the five. However, they always instilled in all of us that they wanted us to do better, but they worked so hard all of their lives to put food on the table. And there were times when we didn't, you know, they would go hungry, Greg, to feed us. Do you know what I'm saying? They worked all of
that. Right, absolutely.
So it instilled, you know, in us that sort of, you know, passion to make sure that we all achieved something. And if you look at my, you know, my brothers, my sister, et cetera, we've all gone on and done, you know, successfully, you know, we've started our own lives and done everything else. And that's because of the love and the guidance from our parents.
And you know what, Sophie, everybody, you guys, you have to understand, Sophia is so freaking humble that, guys, Sophia, she's a titan too. You know, this woman, when I remember talking to you, I'm like, okay, here we go. You know, I talk to powerful people all the time. And like, when I talk to Sophia, I knew how powerful and, you know, magnanimous, I can't even pronounce it, but you know what I mean, how wonderful she was. But she was like, you were like me. Like, you know, we need people like us or on a higher tax bracket, and they're different. They're like, despite what we have and what we're doing, we're still everyday people. You know what I mean? We're approachable people.
Yeah.
And people don't get that. Like, you know, Sophia and I, we talk to anybody. As long as you respect us, we talk to anybody. I don't care. Y'all don't care if you're a janitor or whatever. If you show, I'll have a conversation with everybody. But you know what, guys, real quick, you're listening to the Greg and Sophia Vibe here on G Radio New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. I want to play this song. This song is called Let It Rain. It will stop. This woman, I'll tell you about it when we come back. Don't go anywhere. I hope I hit the right button because I'm so emotional today, but here it is. Check it out. listening to the Greg and Sophia Vibe here at G Radio. Now, the reason I played that song, guys, and it's true what she says. Her name is Lady Alma. I know her personally. She had given up on her career. She's a house music woman, lived in Philadelphia. She stopped doing house music because she was taking care of her mother. And that song, Trouble, it's called Let It Rain, Trouble Don't Last. And you listen to every bit of those lyrics. This guy, I'll never forget this, this young man in South Africa, young guy was in this concert at this place that was playing that song. And the DJ just decided to just put the camera on. This guy, you could tell, he felt every bit of that song. He sang every part of it with feeling, just mimicking, you know, lip syncing it. And that resurged her career. That video got 100 million views. Now, guys, the moral of that story, never, troubles will come and troubles will go. Let it rain on you. You know, you'll get past it. Don't, like Sophia said, don't give up. Don't give up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And that's a really good analogy of everything, to be honest with you, Greg. And I think, you know, this show specifically is here for us to sort of open up different, you know, topics and things, talking about things like emotions, talking about, you know, positivity, talking about business opportunities, talking about everything. And one of the things that I always want to do in every show that we do, whether it be the Greg and Sophia Vibe Ask Sophia, or, you know, the Quiet Storm, which, can I just say that we've got the Quiet Storm coming on Saturday. We'll see you on what's going on with that soon. But the same thing is, you know, never, ever, ever give up. And I think we see a lot of people on social media, you know, we have a lot of these quotes that are always going around. And I'm one of those people, because I think what we talk about and what we make sure that we, our energy is what we have to always think. Never give up, never give up, never give up. Because at the end of the day, one happy, sunny day, something will fall into place, and you've just got to have that gut instinct to believe it and just to follow your dreams and never stop doing that. Because if we don't have dreams and we don't have aspirations, what do we have to focus on? What do we have, you know, if we don't have goals? So, you know, just keep on going, guys. I mean, that's, you know, I don't really want to sort of carry on that subject, but that's all I can really say on that.
But
secondly,
but
we've got.
But hold on a second. I'm sorry, Sophia. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Continue.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're on a roll, girl.
No, I was just going to say, listen, I don't know if any of you guys listened to our show a couple of weeks ago. We had the amazing Ronnie Moss on our show from The Spinners on The Quiet Storm. And we've got so many exciting things that are happening, guys. I can't say too much, but we're going to be having some amazing things coming up. But on Saturday, we're going to be celebrating my favorite band of all times. And by the way, guys, I am a 70s chick through and through. Give me Earth, Wind, and Fire.
All right. But you know what? Okay, let me interject something for a second. Okay, guys, you know, I've been doing the Quiet Storm, my version of the Quiet Storm, for the last 15, 16 years, right? And I've been doing it by myself. How the Quiet Storm started was out of Howard University, Washington, D.C. I used to listen to it growing up. Melvin Lindsay, the Quiet Storm. The Quiet Storm is about, you know, romantic, you know, music, relaxing music, R&B, old music, or what have you. So I've been doing it. So everybody that's ever had a Quiet Storm all over the country have been doing it by themselves, including me. But this Sunday, we're doing something different. It's the Quiet Storm with Greg Lassiter and Sophia Georgiou, and that's different, featuring the music of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Now, on that note, Sophia.
I know what you're going to start. Greg, no.
No.
Oh,
any of my friends, you know, let me just say this, guys. Sophia, you know, I look at Sophia like this. She's always in the know. She knows what's up. She knows. She's like me. We know a little bit about a lot of things. And music, you guys know, music is my thing, right? So, you know, after Ronnie Moss and the Suspenders came on last Sunday, you know, we start talking about future guests. And I know I've interviewed everybody. So Sophia and I are kicking it. We're going back and forth. So Sophia says, hey, Greg, I got an idea. Do you know Luther Vandross? I'm like, what? Sophia, he's dead. He's dead, Sophia. I'm like, oh, I knew that, Greg. No. But it gets better, people. It gets big. So we laugh about that, and I'm walking down the street. I'm like, you know, guys, I grew up listening. Earth, Wind, and Fire is the best band in the land, and we're featuring it. And it's always Earth, Wind, and Fire is an emotional. It's part of my emotional travels, of instrumental of me growing up. So Sophia said, Greg, I got an idea. I'm like, what, Sophia? What? She's like, let's have Maurice White on. I'm like, hey, babe. Maurice White died like 10, 15 years ago. I'm like, stop. Stop. Sophia, you're bad. Don't do it now, girl. Don't do that. She says, and I love it because she's serious. Because, you know, she says, you know, she's always, because Sophia's like this. And when I take an idea to it, she's like, I'm going to run with it. And she was like, hey, Luther Vandross. I'm like, huh?
Oh, my God.
No, wait. There was one more, babe. There was one more you said. Was it? No. She didn't know Marvin Gaye was dead. She said Marvin Gaye was dead.
I knew
Marvin was dead.
Of course I did.
But no, don't even be Harry. Now she wants to be Harry. Wait, I got to go back through that text because she was like, well, Greg, do you know blah, 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 blah.
We were talking about it, and I said, you know what, Greg, we've got to do Earth, Wind, and Fire this week, and it wouldn't it be great to get one of the things? And I'd been Googling, and I'd misread. I'd been looking, because obviously I don't know them by name. You know them by music, but you don't know by name. And I misread. It was Philip that's actually the lead singer, but I saw Maurice White, and I thought, Maurice White? And so he's been dead for 15 years. So,
guys, the energy in her voice, she goes, I got an idea, Greg. You know a lot of people. What about Maurice White? I'm like, huh? Maurice White? Babe, he's dead. But Maurice White, you know, guys know, Maurice White started Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know. But I'm like, I got to go back. Before the show's over, I got to think of that damn, there was somebody else that's dead. And you were like, he's dead.
George Benson.
I'm like, babe.
It was
George Benson's still alive. He's still alive.
Oh.
He's still alive.
Yeah, so there was George.
George Benson. George Benson's still alive. Because I've interviewed pretty much everybody. But when she said Maurice White and Luther, Sam Cooke, I'm like, babe.
He cracked up. I gotta say, I couldn't stop it. He was rolling. He had to get off the subway.
I was on the subway.
Literally.
I had to get off the subway because I got off the subway because I was laughing. Even an old lady, because I was laughing so hard. I'm like, oh, my business partner wanted Maurice White to come on. No, she said she wanted Luther Vandross to come on her show. She goes, even I know Luther's dead. Where is she from? And I laughed so freaking hard. I had to get off the subway. But you know. We have some great guests because I got a call from a good friend of mine. He found me on TikTok.
Amazing.
Okay. Should I say it? Oh, no.
You allowed to? No, because I don't want. No. Don't say.
We don't know. Yeah, don't
not
say.
Not yet.
But you
no,
guys.
No, no. Wait until.
No, yeah,
wait
no,
until we've
say.
Got
no,
the day
no.
in place. But you know what? I'm excited
right.
about, guys. Listen, we've got. I mean, listen, Mr. Lassiter here is extremely. Mr. Lassiter.
No,
shush.
No.
This is my turn
that.
Now.
I don't
be
know.
Quiet.
No, don't say that. No,
you
don't.
Are,
don't say what I think you're gonna say. No, because I don't
want
to know that yet. I wait to. No, but I don't want you to think. Don't say what I'm going to do on the 18th. No, not yet.
No.
Not yet.
No, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not mentioning that at all. Everybody's going to be messaging me now saying, what the hell's going on now? But anyway, and you've got the date wrong, by the way. It's not the 18th. It's actually the 17th.
No, it's the 17th.
That you've got
the 17th, right. I'm
yeah.
Sorry, the 17th.
And on the 18th, there's that other thing that we're supposed to be doing. So anyway.
Right.
But,
no, we're doing it.
Yeah.
And I can wait. I'm getting texts. They'll be like, Greg, you got to learn how to keep secrets. LOL. Joe Medina. But wait. Hold on. Everybody, I want to give a shout out to some people. My Facebook Music President, Madam President, I know you're listening, baby. Keep rocking with the best. Real Folk Music with the K on TikTok. We're almost at 4 million views in 16 months. So you know what? Madam President, it's because of you guys. It's because of you. You keep us together. Go check her out. Check us out. Grown Folks Music with K. And wait. I want to give a shout. David Street. There's a David Street in the UK.
Yeah.
I think it's David Street. David Street.
Oh,
David. David is listening to us.
Our
UK artists. Our UK people. Mind you, it is now 7 o'clock. They're 5 hours ahead of us.
Yeah.
And they're still up listening to us live. David, we love
Greg,
you, man. We love you.
Greg, I've got to introduce you to David one day. He is, he's amazing. I love you, David.
I got to ask you a question. Hey, David, I know this is live. We got 13 million people listening to it. Hey, David, did you buy our book yet? I'm just curious. I'll leave it at that. I'll see you there. Go to emmasfabulousadventures.com, David, since we gave you a shout out, and just purchase the book. No tax, no shipping.
You.
And we'll send it to you. Autograph.
Sorry.
Autograph.
Do you know what?
David, when I'm in the UK, we can have a spot of tea. We can have a spot of tea.
Yes, we are.
And some bacon and mash.
Do you know what, Greg? Can I just say that this is your partner here, but David is the first that has ever called me the Greek goddess. Bless him. Every time he messages me, David, how's the Greek goddess doing? How is the Greek goddess doing? And he's like, honestly, David, you know, I love you, my love leg. You are the best.
David,
and can I just tell you, he is one of the most amazing photographers on this planet, Greg. Seriously.
Well,
you should see some of his work.
We need to hook up so you can shoot. So when I come over there, you can shoot us both. And when she comes here, I got some cool photographers that we're going to shoot us here. Because we got a lot of things happening. But I got to give a shout out to all the UK. Liz, everybody that stays up and listens to us. When you actually I can't say this now, but what I used to say is, hey guys, if you can't listen to me live, you can get God, Greg, on demand. But now you got to get Greg and Sophia on demand.
Do you know what? We talk a lot, I'm not going to swear on that because it's not a very loaded thing, but you know what,
right.
Do you know, I just love the fact that we can just chat shit, to be honest with you, half the time about so much stuff. And we go on. But, do you know, I just want us to give people sort of a bit of inspiration to a certain extent and sort of like some energy and a ball of light, because I tell you what, life is too... What we're living through at this moment in time is shocking, and I wanted to bring up some of the stuff, and you know me, Greg, about controversial stuff and things that have been going on. All of this stuff, guys, and I'm going to bring this topic up because I have my own personal opinions and views on this, and I know I shouldn't really go down this route because we might get a few people that might not like it. However, I'm going to say it.
That's what this show is all about. This is what this show is all about. You know what? We don't care if you like us or love us, but we're still on your mind. Go ahead.
Yeah. this LGBTQ situation that keeps on going on about women and what they're trying to do, you know, with women and saying that they're not, you know, they're we can't even say that we breastfeed anymore. We can't say we're chest feeding.
That's crazy.
We are birthing
That's
people
crazy.
Or we are. Do you know what, guys? I cannot and I will not, and I'm going to say it as it is, and this is no disrespect, because I think everybody should live. Right. You should let everybody live and let live as they want to live. That is no issue for me. However, we are born either male or female, okay? And I am
right.
getting fed up of this situation where we are indoctrinating
right.
or trying to indoctrinate our children and people. I am shocked at some of the things that are going on at this moment in time. And, you know, male, you know, people that have, changed sex, transgender or however
right.
it is,
right.
and
right.
they're arguing about
right.
wanting to go into you know, into ladies' bathrooms or this, that,
no,
and the other.
Bathroom.
As far
nope.
as I'm concerned,
nope.
as far as I'm concerned,
nope.
you are born a man, you are born a woman. There is no in
right.
between. And right. all of these, you know,
right.
fluid and all of these things. I'm not trying to be ignorant here, because I'm not. However,
mm-hmm.
I really struggle. Everybody should be allowed to live the life that they want to lead. And everybody should respect
mm-hmm.
that. I understand that and I don't.
Right.
But please
right.
do not try and push your views on me. Because I've had some conversations
right.
and it's really frustrated me this week. When people
right.
are really,
but
really
you know
sort of trying to push their views, Greg. And I just
right.
I'm just interested
right.
to see what anybody else thinks as well. Because am I...
You know what?
Is it just me?
No, Sophia, you're not.
You're
right on point. Because let me tell you something. I don't. You know, you can't help who you love. You know what? My twin brother, he was gay, and I didn't even know it. So I have nothing against anybody doing what they do. You know what you do in your bedroom or how you live your life. I don't care. But you're right. Sophia's right. Do not influence your beliefs on me. I won't accept that. I don't care. You can. Cancel culture can get canceled, because I don't care about cancel culture. You know, everything has to be politically correct now. I can give – people know me.
Mm-hmm.
I can give two shits about being politically
yeah.
correct. I offend everybody. Now, with this whole transgender thing, you know what? Like, I'm with Sophia, male or female. Now, if America or anywhere else want to accommodate that, then have a neutral bathroom. So, because – when you have a transgender, whether it's male or female, that go into that bathroom, that right there
yeah.
can – it lends itself to a lot of interpretation and a lot of things can happen. So we can easily solve that problem by having a neutral gender bathroom. I don't care – you know, I don't care about – you know, I'm not homophobic. I don't care about any of the LGBT. You know what? More power to you, baby. I'm good with that. Just don't – push your views on me. Not just that, any kind of views, because I live in America and it's the most racist place I've ever lived in my life as a black man. I live around the world. But America, we have gone back 50 years easily. So people, I'm with you on that. We should actually, next week, we're going to have a conversation about that. And you guys can call in.
Yeah.
Call in and tell us how you feel.
Do you know what it is for me, Greg? It's not necessarily about, you know, I've got family that are, you know, are gay.
Right.
I don't have an issue
right.
with any of that at all.
Right.
And I, you know, that
mm-hmm.
is not the issue. My issue is the
mm-hmm.
fact that, you know, children nowadays, now in schools and around the world, are being indoctrinated and are being given, you know, they're being asked. I watched a program and actually had a conversation with one of the guys that was involved. His
mm-hmm.
his wife took their child to a doctor because they were obviously wasn't very well, and the doctor asked the child,
mm-hmm.
he was 7 years old, Greg, 7 years old,
what?
whether he actually was how do they say it? I'm just trying to think. Whether he identified, that's it. Whether he is identified
right.
as male, female, or
female? Really?
Yeah, male.
Female.
What,
male
yes,
or female?
Yes. They asked. No, not just female. Whether they were transfluid or whatever. I don't know. Agenda. All of these things. And
yeah,
forgive me
right,
for that.
Right,
but he
right.
told me, and I was in disbelief. I'm thinking, the parents are there. And he said, if I had been in that room, he said, I don't know what I would have done. How dare anybody ask my child?
I would have lost it.
Yeah?
I would have lost
because
it.
Because I'm just thinking, it just seems to be at this moment in time, everything is all about, you know, when you look at things on in the pop world, Greg, in music,
right.
you know, you see people, everybody's, you know, worshiping the bloody devil. They're wearing bloody devil, devil outfits.
Absolutely.
All of these things. And I'm thinking, what is happening to this generation? And what is happening to, I just find it unbelievably shocking at the moment in what's going on around the world.
It's atrocious.
To be honest.
And you know, and it's funny you say that, Sophia. I have been in the music business for a better part of 35 years, and I've seen some things you wouldn't even believe that I was like, what? And I got to tell you, when people say you sell your soul to the devil,
when
you're in the music
business,
right. But people, I want to say this to people. I want to say this. When you sign a contract, you know what? You guys got to read the contract. Read the contract. No one forces you. God gives, I don't want to get too religious. We have free will. Free will. We have free will. So if you're in any kind of business and you got a contract, read it first. Get a lawyer. But anyway, we can talk about that next week.
I just thought I'd bring that up because it was one of the things that's been
good.
Sitting on my stomach today, this week.
Right.
And I've just thought I needed to bring it up because I'd be interested next
good.
Week
I'm glad.
To get some to get some opinions on this. And I know it's a controversial subject, and I know I probably might get a bit of backlash from this. But do you know what?
But you know what? It is what it is. We're entitled to our opinion. So that's the bottom line. These are strictly our opinion. I don't care about anybody else's opinion. We can always agree to disagree. And the biggest thing for me is that, okay, I may not agree with certain things that people say, but I respect your opinion, but boundaries, people, boundaries. But you know what? Well, I want to play a quick song because we only have 27 minutes because this guy called me the other day. Sophia, he's British. He's alive too, Sophia. He's alive. But I'm a player. Hold on. Wait, is it playing? Wait, hold on.
You are cheating.
Wait, what the hell? There it is. Hold on. You're listening to the Greg and Sophia Vibe here on G Radio New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. Hey, Sophia, that guy was Julian Siskum from the UK, and he's still alive.
Stop being funny, dear.
But anyway, but guys, you know what? I need to give some shout-outs real quick. Lynn Booty in the Philippines, thank you for listening. Aza, New Zealand, thank you for listening. We got a lot of people. Joe Medina and Long Island, thank you for listening. Who else? I mean, everybody, thank you for listening. But
Thank you, everybody. Can I, being as I'm on very, very quickly, this is a personal thing, and I just want to give a shout out to my niece. And Koss and Eleni, I just want to say huge congratulations. Greg, they've got engaged. They have got engaged.
Yay!
Thank you. I just wanted to say, and they don't know I'm doing this, but I just wanted to say to Eleni and Costa, congratulations, and there's going to be a big, fat Greek wedding, wedding that we're going to be looking forward to. Greg, it's going to be your first experience of a big, fat Greek wedding.
No,
you're going to have to come to the UK
for
that.
I will be there. You know, guys, let me explain something to you guys. I've partied with some Greeks before, and let me tell you, Greeks, Sophia owes me plates because I broke all my plates listening to Greek music. All right, so you do owe me for some plates because the other night I was listening to music. Remember, I was listening to music. I'm like, let me bring a plate. But I'll never forget. I have a lot of Greek friends. I was in Chicago, and we were having dinner. And Greeks, man, and they got this thing called, ouzo?
Yeah. No, you've got to have a divania. Honestly, the Cypriots will, understand.
Ouzo and sambuca, both of them. I had both of them. They do not supposed to mix those. But let me tell you, I've never been so drunk. I think I was hungover for 3 days, and I gained like 20 pounds at the same time. But Greek time party, baby. And Sophia has a huge family. Like, she got like 19 brothers. So you know, I'm just saying, she got like 19 brothers. Miss Sophia.
She got like 19
big brothers.
We do come from like really big families, so I think we've worked out my first cousins alone. I've got something in the region of like going on to 50 odd first cousins alone between all of my mom's side and my dad's side and whatever else. And then you add, you know, nieces, nephews and all of the other things that go in that. We've got, so, you know, when Greeks get married normally, they have reduced it quite considerably. But if we use an example, my brother, when he got married back in the 90s, okay, Theo, hello, my darling, if you're listening, if you're around.
Theo, what's up, buddy?
when he got married, Greg, he had probably around just under 1,500 people at his wedding, and that's all for a sit down, by the way. That's not just for come and enjoy the party. That's for a three-course sit down meal, the whole lot. We do weddings, but they've reduced them considerably. Don't get me wrong. Now I think nowadays, you know, they do.
You went from 1,500 to 1,000.
No, we're on average about 400 people. You'll probably work on around 400, that's cutting loads of people out.
Sophia, think about this. Okay, this is the 21st century. Think about this, guys. You got a daughter.
Yeah.
Sophia has a daughter. She won't get married until she's 40. But this right here, listen to this. Think about 400 people, and the average plate on a sit-down dinner is $300 a person. Do the math. Do the math.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Do the math.
But do you know what, Greg? It is. Do you know the symbolism behind like what we do as Greek? And I love it, you know. And can I just say I'm so proud to be Greek. I love my culture, and I love everything about what we do as well. But the reason, and what happens with Greek weddings is that, you know, the families all join together, okay? And I don't know whether you've seen it, you know, when the bride and groom dance, they pin money on the bride and groom. Instead of having, like, 100, instead of having 100 presents where people buy, you know, God knows what they buy that they don't need, you know, it's all about helping the couple. It's all about helping the couple to have a good start in life. So, you know, the pinning of the money and the best men and the best women, and they're all paid towards, this is a Greek Cypriot thing, by the way. You know, it's all about giving that couple the best start in life. So they might walk away. There are people that have walked away from their wedding, Greg, you know, with 100 grand, 150 grand. You know, I've known people that walked away with 200 grand in their pocket, and they've actually gone out and bought or put a deposit on a house, or have done, you know, it depends on the size of the wedding and things like that. But what a great idea. Seriously, I think if
everybody
adopted,
you know, let me tell you something.
If everybody adopted
our
culture.
Right. That just made me mad. When I got married, when I first got married, we had 500 people sit down dinner, and let me tell you, and we did the same thing. You cheap bastards, we only got $10,000. Shit, you cheap-ass bastards. I know that was back in the 80s, but damn, now I'm like, I thought $10,000, and now they're getting $100,000, $200,000. You can pay cash for a lot. You know what?
Yeah.
My ex is listening. You got some cheap-ass people. You cheap-ass bastard, $10,000.
But can I just say, you know, cash is still king. You know, cash is still king as far as I'm concerned. Because we're going into a completely sort of cashless society, which we cannot allow.
Right.
That's another subject we need to talk about.
No.
We can't allow
that
to happen.
Right.
But, you know, the whole point of, you know, Greek Cypriots especially, not necessarily the Greeks from Greece, but the Greek Cypriots, which I am, you know, it is all about, you know, helping the young couple or the couple to actually, you know, have the best start in life.
Right.
And what a way to start your life, your married life, you know.
That's awesome.
You know, walking away with, you know, some money in their pockets to be able to either start a business,
or buy a house, or buy something,
or buy a house, absolutely.
Right.
So, we've got a big fat Greek wedding, and I don't know whether it's going to be in 23 or 24. They haven't decided yet, but either way, Gregory,
we'll keep you posted. Oh, you know, yes. And you guys, if you ever looked at Sophia's social media and the pictures, and when they go to, man, there's like 100 million people at the wedding, at that party, and they're having big fun. I'm like, Sophia, who is this and who is that? I talk to everybody at all the parties. I'm like, yo, who is that? That's my brother. I'm like, Sophia literally has about 30 brothers. Seriously. I could imagine growing up. You guys, you do have like, you have about 5-6 brothers. And then big Greek guys, right? You know, I mean they even call me up. What's your attention? I'm like, she's my business partner, guys. Relax. She's my business partner. We don't hold hands or nothing. She's my business partner. You sure, Greg? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, brother. We just business partners, bro. Our brothers are no joke, you know. You ever heard of Greek mom? I'm just saying.
Have you ever watched Big Fat Greek Wedding? Actually, Big Fat Greek Wedding is coming out soon. But if you watch Big Fat Greek Wedding, it is so hilarious. And do you know what? They've hit the nail on the head. You go to all these huge, you go to a family party, and they've invited the whole family. And there's like 60,000 people in your garden having a barbecue. And when we have barbecue, you've seen our barbecues, Greg. You have seen the barbecues.
Right. Oh, my God.
That's an example.
No, the barbecues, if you look at people, oh, my God. So, Sophia and me, you know, went to the barbecue. I'm thinking it's catered. No, they're having, I've never seen so much food in my damn life. I mean, shish kebab this and shish, I mean, I'm like, vegetables this. I'm like, if I was Greek, I would be at least 350 pounds right now. I mean, I would be a big fat black man. Seriously.
You're going to experience all of it. Wait till you come to a family Greek barbecue. I'm going to have to, when you're in England, I'm going to get my brother Jack, bless his God. He's always the one that holds all of the barbecues half the time because he's got, he lives on this beautiful, beautiful farm area and loads of land and whatever
else. It's beautiful.
Fabulous.
It's beautiful.
However, he gets these barbecues out. And it's like, you know, big boy toys. You know, when people have cars,
right.
I mean, he loves his cars, but he loves his barbecues. And he's got these huge barbecues.
Right.
And you won't see a burger or a sausage in sight in a Greek barbecue.
Right.
It's all big,
right,
tall.
Right, right. You guys have those meals. Yeah. You know what? That's what I'm going to ask you. Like, when you know, in America, you come to a barbecue, you bring stuff. I don't know what to bring. You got to bring, like, 30 steaks and beef, like 20 pounds of beef to a Greek barbecue, man.
Yeah,
don't show up at a damn Greek barbecue with some paper cups and some napkins because you will be talked about.
But listen, it started off with a congratulations to Eleni. We're talking about a Greek barbecue now, but yeah, it's
oh my God. I want to reiterate, guys, Saturday at, what time is it, 7 o'clock? 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
7
p.m.
It's
midnight in the U.K. Yeah, yeah.
Right. And you know what, Sophia, you're wonderful because, guys, this show is live. And Sophia is still up, and then she's going to be up for another 2 hours after the show and has to get up at 6, like I do. I mean, seriously, you are a superstar, man. You're a superstar. Say this. We got about 9 minutes. Okay, I want to thank everybody for listening to our show. That's one. I want you to listen to our show. We got Ask Sophia. We got the Greg and Sophia vibe. We have Sophia has another show coming out at the end of the month, her and Liz. And then
next
we
level.
Have
– Yeah.
Yeah, the next level. And then we have The Quiet Storm with Greg Lasseter and Sophia Georgiou. So we got a lot, guys. We want you guys to hang in there with us. But more importantly, and first and foremost, please go buy our book at emmasfabulousadventures.com. If you buy from us, we're autographic. All three of us will autograph it, me, Sophia, and Emma. Okay? Trust me. Emma will autograph it. You will have an autograph of Emma. But more importantly, guys, we love you guys. Sophia, I'll take us out. We got about 3 minutes. You can have the next 3 minutes.
Oh, bless you. Thank you. Thank you for giving. Again, I just want to reiterate what Greg has just said. Thank you to everybody that supported us. And we know who you are, obviously, who are in our local area, you know, in our local sort of community and people that we're working with. But I just want to also shout out to all of the schools and all of the boards that you're working with as well, who have pre-ordered the books for us, and the fact that we've got our first book reading, haven't we, on the 28th of August.
The 28th of August.
We're actually
right.
Yeah, we're going to be reading. So, and it's all starting. I mean, this is going to explode, guys. And we're just so excited and thankful to the universe and to God and everybody that has helped us and supported us throughout all of this. We just want to say a huge thank you to you all.
You know,
it really does mean the world to us.
Thank you all. And guys, look for us. We're going to do the American morning shows, national morning shows, between now and September. When I get a date, we'll put it out. And we're going to do the U.S.
book tour before
the year is out. And then we'll start the U.K. or the Europe book tour in January. So, guys, you know what? We appreciate it. We appreciate everything, the support you guys give us, because, you know, without you guys, it wouldn't be us. You know, so we do love you guys, and you know.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, I just wanted to remember. I know we haven't got long to go, Greg, but everybody keeps on hitting me up and asking me when you're going to come to the UK. So it's not going to be long.
You're
planning on coming in August.
No, I'm not
going to
give a date.
It's going to be October.
Yes. No.
It's going to be October, most likely.
I'm coming to you. I'm coming in. Everybody in the UK, I'll be there in October, only because. August is almost over, and Sophia has a lot to do in America before I go over there.
Yeah.
So, you know, guys, look for us.
Yeah.
I want to hear them say thank you, Netflix. I want to say thank you, Netflix. I want to say thank you, iHeartRadio, for entertaining us. And Netflix, Sophia and I will complete that. We need to complete that before this year is out, if schedule allows it. We have a show called Pure Energy, and it starts in New York. It tells you all the cool places to go and eat and experience with no money to an unlimited budget. And
yay!
It's hilarious. You guys are going to love it. You guys are going to love it. And then our next stop
brilliant.
Is going to be the UK, and Sophia's going along with that. And then after London, then after that, we're going? Spain, baby. We're going to Spain, baby. We're off to Spain. That's where
I'm
going to
have to take.
We're
you do realize I'm going to have to, you know, you do realize I might have to change the itinerary from Spain to Greece.
I know,
do
I'm going
to
Greece.
Cyprus.
I know. Greece is in there. Oh, wait, guys, what time is it? Okay, I want to play. We got to go. But, guys, listen. I love you. She loves
you.
We love you. Again, guys, listen. If you truly love us, you know what? If you truly love us, Emma's
go and buy the
fabulous
book.
Adventures. And buy the book. And you know what? We'll autograph it. You know, we'll autograph it with love, man. And you know what? I have no shame. Buy the damn book, really. We want you to buy. And not only buy the book, leave a great review. We'll
it's
give you
Christmas.
A penny. We'll give you a dollar.
Christmas is
Christmas.
Well, the thing is, listen, there's Christmas, great, great Christmas presents. And if you haven't got children, you're going to have grandchildren in future. So go and buy one anyway.
Right.
And
right. Right. But guys,
anyway,
you know what? We
got
to go. I love you. I'm gonna take you out with one of my favorite tunes by Tina Turner, In Your Wildest Dream. You got to dream it to believe it. You got to believe it. You got to dream it. Guys, remember this. Shoot for the moon. If you miss, guess what? You're still among the stars. I'm Greg. Say goodbye, Sophia, and we're out.
Bye, everybody.
Never in your wildest dream. Did it ever feel this feeling? Never in your wildest dreams.
Never in your wildest dreams.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready to tune into the hottest radio show in New York City. It's time to experience the Greg and Sophia vibe here on G-Radio New York City. Join us as we embark on a journey filled with lighthearted conversations, insightful discussions, and a whole lot of positive energy. So whether you're looking for inspiration, seeking practical life advice, or simply in need of a good laugh, the Greg and Sophia vibe has got you covered. Tune in every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern.